September 9th is such an important day in 2020. Anytime we come around to this day, we have a tripling of the universal year number. And that's because when you add 9 to any number, it adds up to the same root number. So for example, 2020 is a 4 universal year. September 2020 is a 13 universal month, which reduces to 4, and September 9th, 2020 is a 22 universal date, and that reduces to 4. So that means we have a triple 444 code activated today. And a beautiful bird just showed up on my windowsill as I said that. So yes, very, very powerful. So triple 444 basically means that you are manifesting. You are securing something that will be grounded and leave an impact that will sustain you for a long time. So we have 9-9, which is about culmination, letting go, purging, purification, endings, release, wisdom, compassion. And then we have 22 as a universal date, which is the master number of the Architect of Peace. And 2-2 is, of course, very much connected to 2020. So that whole code, 9-9-2020, adding up to 22, is extremely potent. And then we also have the fact that Mars retrogrades today in its own sign of Aries, which has not happened since 1988. So yes, this is a very important moment, to say the least. And in many ways, the harvest is ripe. That's what the 9-9 represents. You're completing something. You're working diligently and responsibly on something that is being asked of you. That's the 4. You're embracing peace as a starting point for every decision. That's the 22. So inner peace, being present for before you make a choice or a decision or speak, inner peace is present. That's so important. And unconditional love, caring, is there because of the number 9. So the purging, releasing energy is making room for peace and security. So you need to be flexible because the number 9 is all about ending something so that you make room for the new. And that flexibility then allows you to feel secure and confident. So I know it sounds like a paradox, but that is basically how life works. It you can't make sense of it with your mind. You have to glean the truth from listening with your intuition. So you want to go to where you feel at peace, where you feel you can be caring, where you've come home to your heart, and where compassion and creativity are overflowing. Now, Mars retrograde in Aries happens every 25 months or so, and it lasts 80 days. And interestingly enough, Venus's retrograde lasts 40 days. So we've got 40 and 80 between Venus and Mars, and these are the two planets that retrograde the least amount of time. Now, Mars is the planet of fire and action, libido, forward momentum, the masculine, courage, right? And now Mars is retrograding in its own home sign of Aries. And this is very, very big news. As I said, the last time was in 1988, shortly before the Berlin Wall came down in 1989 and the Soviet Union collapsed. And so Mars is connected to the previous paradigm of Mars is the warrior planet, so the planet of war, you could call it that. And we're now moving into a paradigm where we are moving away and confronting what that actually means and what it's meant for the planet, this competition and aggression and control over others and, you know, beating people, all of this. And we're moving into a time where we are using that strong source of energy as passion. So when Mars goes retrograde, we are rediscovering where our passion comes from. And when it goes retrograde in Aries, we're doing that in a new way, because Aries is the first sign. Aries starts things. It starts the season of spring in the Northern Hemisphere, and it's a cardinal sign, and the cardinal signs are about action, beginning a new season. And so it's vital that we breathe and take timeouts before acting while Mars is retrograde. Very important, because what we act upon is creating that new life for us, a new beginning. This also means that if there are any underlying anger issues, it's important to allow the origins of that anger to be revealed and healed. And that's what any retrograde does. It reveals things, because you're being much more introspective. You're looking within and then allowing what is revealed to be healed is critical. Now, remember that Chiron is in Aries, and it's the first experience that we have consciously ever in human history of Chiron in Aries. And that's because when Chiron was discovered in November 1977, Chiron had already moved into Taurus. So truly, this is a remarkable time of healing in general. A new kind of health and healing is emerging. Again, Aries being the first sign. And so Mars now retrograding in this sign, its own home sign, with Chiron in that sign for the first time consciously, we are healing so much. We're healing abuse, we're healing victimization, we're healing living in fear, we're healing just accepting control because it just is what it is, and that's how we grew up and we acquiesce to those paradigms that are hand-me-downs, right? We're healing that. And if you are healing from any of the above, which obviously we all are moving away and healing, you're now invited to confidently address and transmute any of that controlling energy that is still in play in some capacity in your life. And it can show up in many different ways. So with Aries, Aries rules the first house in astrology. And so Aries shows the way you see yourself, how you perceive yourself, how you show up. And that is being transformed when Mars is retrograding in Aries. The way you use energy, the way you source energy, and the energy you choose to partake in is being transformed. So the point is, you're now acting in total alignment energetically with who you are at soul level and how you want your life to unfold. So you're being asked to act with tremendous courage, to look fear in the eye and say no. You're being invited to act without aggression, without competition, without feeling like you have to win in order to succeed. Right? So you're being driven to make a difference over the next 80 days. And your creative imagination, your creative inspiration, your instinct is fired up in a way that gives your life a renewed sense of meaning. So your internal passions are very much intensified, and that means your desire is also on a high. Now, things to watch for anytime Mars is activated, which it has been since July when it moved into its own sign of Aries, is to guard against impatience, rash actions, doing without considering first, meaning let your heart and intuition guide you. Don't let your reactionary aggression, projection on others pull you into moments where you act without any consideration for the impact that you are making. It's very important to let your heart and intuition guide you, and that way what you do is for everyone's highest good and nobody is hurt. And be very proud of what you create at this time. You're stepping up as a loving authority, and that begins with you. Now, the sun today, the 9th of the 9th, 2020, is at 17 degrees Virgo, and it's trine to Jupiter at 17 degrees Capricorn. Isn't that amazing? So Jupiter, the planet of joy and fortune and expansion, wisdom, justice, embracing everyone and everything, is at 17 degrees Capricorn, trine to the sun at 17 degrees Virgo. These are earth signs, and this is just incredible energy. 17 is a number we are celebrating a lot this month with the Virgo new moon at 17 degrees on the day that Mercury's at 17 degrees. I mean, it is just an incredible month. So having the 1717 code activated on the 9th of the 9th, 2020 is extraordinary. And it means you just feel very, very good. Nothing can stop you from being happy. Jupiter, high spirits, warmth, a friendly atmosphere blesses you, right? Enthusiasm is at a high. Confidence in your fortunate outcomes is guaranteed. You just have that passion and confidence and joy. So be sure to ride any opportunity that comes your way. This is such a positive wave of energy, and you want to ride that wave. Spiritual growth, very much favored. Jupiter rules higher education, so that means growth of every kind, learning. And it's favored as much as financial growth. Jupiter is also about fortunate events, and 17 degrees is about financial wealth, leadership. So taking the lead when it comes to how you address life personally, growing in that way and expanding your self-worth, that also expands your net worth, right? Any expansion of your self-worth that is for your highest good naturally expands your net worth when you're partaking in what you feel passionate about and are creating an energy exchange with others, with the universe, and that energy exchange results in financial abundance. So your outlook on life is very optimistic now, very broad-minded, and supremely gracious. So allow that gratitude and joy to infuse your day. It's really an extraordinary day, and I'm just so thrilled with how it is helping to ensure that we move into this new paradigm. Now, then we move to Thursday, the 10th of September, and that date adds up to 14. So 10 is the powerful number of instant manifestation, love and light, and 14 is connected to sharing a message, being free to pursue something new. So these are two mind numbers, 10 and 14. They're reduced to 1 and 5 respectively, which are in the mind triad. So your mind is filled with new ideas, and this new energy influx brings changes and surprises. So welcome all the fresh air in play right now. Welcome a new approach or perspective. And if there are any decisions to be made, they will steer you into a new direction. And spend some quiet time focusing on your personal goals as well. Feel free to communicate and explore those new opportunities. Communication with others is very much enhanced using any platform to share your message. Now, Mercury is opposite Chiron, and that means you have a great urge to make a difference. Magical powers can be accessed when you use the positive vibration of this opposition. So you want to tune in mentally, and you'll get exactly what the crux of the matter is. Mercury being the mind and investigating, and Chiron being health and healing through love. Now you want to guard against overthinking and observe any anxiousness or nervousness that comes to the fore. Allow it to express itself. because you're really poised to express healing through words or writing when you let go of that frustration, anxiety, overwhelm, and just allow it to be, allow it to appear so that you can observe it, right? So your intuition is very strong. Your psychic skills come naturally today. So express what you receive. It will keep your day flowing. Friday on September 11th, we have a beautiful 15 universal date. And so the 11 portal opens up into spiritual alchemy. How beautiful is that? So you're ready to embrace new levels of prosperity today, love, connecting one-on-one with others in a very compassionate, loving way. And of course, with the 11, as always, being present, supremely present in the moment is super encouraged and enhanced. And that present moment awareness is the key to joy, right? So the spiritual alchemy of the 15 equals love, happiness, beauty. And so you want to focus today on uplifting energy, uplifting others, smiling through your day, noticing how well and how wealthy and abundant you feel. Now the sun is at 19 degrees Virgo opposite Neptune, 19 degrees Pisces. So this makes you more impressionable. 19 is the number of the Prince of Heaven, which the ancients called the sun. So we have very strong light energy in play. And when the sun is opposite Neptune, you want to turn to your inner light, because it basically means you want to take a time out from working too hard. Focus on your spiritual life. It needs your attention. Listening to your inner voice, which is calling you. Holding the space for silence and serenity. And just partaking in that inner light, which is shining very bright. Now, if you don't pay attention to your creativity, your imagination, which is all Pisces, Neptune realm, you may get out of sync. You may feel energetically depleted and disillusioned. If you feel something is off with another person, you know, this is all the imbalance. So oppositions bring energy into balance. So the imbalance would be, for example, feeling something's off with someone, then you need to exit that discussion, because it's important, with especially a Neptune impact, to set boundaries. So not to be taken down a road energetically that you have chosen already is not for your highest good. So that's important. So you want to tune into that intuition, the ethereal, the mystical. Like I said, take time to rest, rest more today. Listen to beautiful, uplifting music. Neptune governs music. And so appreciating beauty and art and nature is really a wonderful thing you can do today. So surrounding yourself with serenity, with beauty, and focusing consciously on your deep breathing. And then we come to the 12th of September, Saturday. And on that day, we have the number 16 activated, and that allows you to share your spiritual insights in a beautiful way, but also to learn and research and discover new tools with the number 12, which is the student number, the student of life number. So learn by listening intently to your intuition and to others. Maybe not share so much initially until you really listen. So another thing is to dive into a creative project if you can, because in doing so, you awaken that intuition. Being creative is awakening your intuition. Today, you need both social time, fun time, and a lot of quiet time. And so being in a serene environment, especially in nature, because 16 reduces to 7, and 7 is the number of being out in nature, bringing heaven to earth, which is what nature is. And that will stimulate your imagination. Now, the moon is opposite Jupiter today, and that means you experience many hours of joy, generosity, not that you don't do already, but it's going to enhance that. And it allows you to feel more relaxed and open to share. Make sure you create boundaries to protect yourself emotionally. You'll want to communicate from your heart and soul with your loved ones if there is the necessity for a conversation like this. And also gratitude is very enhanced, as is generosity. Then we come to the 13th of September, a very important day as well, because this date adds up to 17, and September is a 13 universal month. So we want to really dive into the meaning of the number 13, which was described in part one. So have a listen to that. The 1313 code is activated today, the divine feminine empowerment code of tremendous change. And since it is integrated today with the number 17, we are meant to integrate change and leadership, confidence, freedom from fear today, very strongly. So there may be some sudden shifts that attract these unexpected changes and result in deep transformation, right? So divine downloads will definitely point to new perspectives and directions. And you want to trust that you can accomplish anything that you set your mind on, because this is, like I said, the code of authority, inner authority, and speaking out for what you actually stand for without stepping on other people's toes, meaning without being aggressive, but still standing tall and aligning with courage, aligning with that discernment and discipline. It's a fabulous day because of the 4 and 8 code that's activated, the code of destiny and fate, to plan and manifest and really see things for what they are. Now, Jupiter stations direct today in Capricorn. After stationing retrograde on May 14th, Jupiter moves direct, and that helps you to develop the self-discipline in Capricorn to act on your intentions and broaden everything, broaden your ideas, broaden your finances, right? It is just a really wonderful time as Jupiter moves through Capricorn really for the final time before changing signs in December into Aquarius. So especially your intentions about abundance, expansion, and justice are very important. Your endurance increases. Your joy about your divine mission and career increases. Self-respect and self-control are your guides to feeling this inner courage. And today also Venus trines Chiron. And that's a wonderful connection because, as you know, Venus is aligned with the number 13. So anything Venus does in a 13 universal month is important because they are integrating the divine feminine together. And Venus trine Chiron is bringing healing to that integration process. And that means that your values are now really starting to focus a lot more on the spiritualization process. So you're very receptive now to a higher divine standard within yourself. Your values basically are aligned with love, and your relationships are undergoing a shift towards embracing those spiritual values as well. And you feel this orgasmic fusion with the cosmos. And this orgasmic fusion is reflected in how you interact with your own life and with the universe. So your response to life is very passionate and very, very beautiful. And it basically allows for this sacred space to open up within your heart. And then moving on to Monday, the 14th of September, we have the number of communication, of connecting through words, through sound, through video, writing, any kind of messaging, merge with the number 18, which asks you to relax. It asks you to heal and listen to your dreams and take a time out. So you're both moving, deciding, exploring with the 14, sharing your message, connecting, and at the same time need these moments of serenity and rest. So it's a wonderful day for deep exploration, especially heart-centered emotional exploration. And you have this unexpected sense of experiencing shifts that are heart-centered. So your five senses are very open due to the 14-5, and then your heart is very open, which is really your most important sense, the intuitive sense. And you touch others with your compassion and your caring. You welcome opportunities to culminate something or to bring it to a conclusion. Now, the sun trines Pluto today, and that allows you to feel very empowered and want to influence other people. And you're striving for success. You're totally invested in manifesting, and you really have goals that are deeply felt with Pluto and the sun coming together. So your confidence, your self-assertion, they're greatly magnified. Positive transformation is a huge key theme throughout this transit. And so that means you can take more of a leadership role in your profession and your personal life. And this in turn enables you to experience those incredibly positive shifts and a surge of confidence. Your determination for achievement is greatly enhanced. You really know that you can step up and achieve great things. Also, with Pluto, because Pluto dives into the unseen and mysterious, studying those mysterious topics or realms that uncover the unseen, the unconscious, the things that we aren't aware of in terms of a factual way, but we know are there energetically. Those mysteries, such as astrology, numerology, this is really greatly favored. So no matter what you do or how you invest your time, you are going to the core of the matter with Pluto and the sun and discovering hidden truths and making richly rewarding discoveries. It's very exciting. It's a profound time of power, internal power, positivity, and inner prayer. These are all P words aligned with Pluto. So give yourself over to love. Surrender to your inner light. And then on Tuesday, the 15th of September, we have that beautiful spiritual alchemist code of 15, love, uplifting others through joy, magic, merged with the number 19, which is the Prince of Heaven number. What a gorgeous combo here. So you are uplifting others while feeling confident in sharing your light. You're shining like the light of the sun. You're embracing, you're loving. And so this day today brings a new, fresh, passionate energy surge. So you can explore all of life from a place of gratitude and having a big smile on your face, because magic is in the air. Spiritual alchemy allows you to, in a split second, change completely, release, and embrace love. And of course, abundance is wonderfully magnified as well, because 15 reduces to 6. So it's a fabulous day to focus on your abundance intentions. Now, Venus squares Uranus today, Venus being the divine feminine planet and Uranus being the planet that governs the new Aquarian age. So when there's a square, it gets activated. So Venus is in Leo, squaring Uranus, you rule of Aquarius, while Uranus is in Taurus. And these are all fixed signs in astrology, and this creates a dynamic, impulsive time for all of us. So you may experience a change in your intimate relationships. You can experience a change in how you approach the exchange of finances in your life. This is extremely creative energy, because Uranus rules your inner genius, so your ingenuity is wanting to be expressed through Venus, which is your expressing your imagination, your artistic gifts. So your originality can be tapped in remarkable ways now. And you crave freedom and excitement in your relationships. You want to guard against drama Instead, you want to act on this dynamic energy and use it to channel a pleasurable, passionate, creative project. Be open to experimentation. Be spontaneous. Don't resist any changes that come your way. Change is part of nature, right? 13 reminds us of that. And we're in 13 universal months, so we have to keep that in mind. Change is natural. So be very spontaneous, be open. And also just a little bit of a suggestion to when Venus squares Uranus, be careful about purchasing items impulsively.